You're listening to SBS News.
Ah, a relaxing game of golf. But while the game may be relaxing, some of the gender politics involved are not. And they haven't been for the five centuries or so that the game has been around in the form that we know it. Dusty old clichés like women talk too much and play too slowly, and they can barely hit the ball out of their own shadows, and they're not strong enough to play a whole round, can still be heard today. But not everywhere. One club in the north of England is creating a level playing field by getting rid of so-called ladies' tees, which make the distance of the hole shorter, usually by a few metres. Director of golf at Hartford Golf Club in Cheshire, Paul Cunningham, says that's just one tradition that's been dropped in a bid to make the sport more open and accessible. And rules about what you're allowed to wear while playing have been ditched as well.
I think the idea of a dress code is quite archaic, to be honest. More golf clubs need to be more accessible, more open, more tee options, more beginner group sessions, things like that.
Mr. Cunningham says the club has moved towards gender-neutral labels for tees and more tee options, with the length of holes and pars relative to ability and experience.
We've got five different tee options now. We go blue, and then the course gets longer as you move back into the different tees and you have a different challenge.
The different tees mean that the first stroke of a hole of golf take place in different places, with different challenges to reach the green, according to the ability of the player. Traditionally, women would tee off from red tees, which on one hole at Hartford Golf Club is 66 yards shorter than the yellow men's tee. These golfers are already seeing the advantages.
It's a different sort of game altogether when you're going from a different distance.
Yeah, it really mixes it up.
Beginners can play with the more professionals, all the better ones, yes, so it gives us all a chance. We don't all feel inferior.
If you're teeing off from 20 yards, difference from what you normally play off, it just makes you think about the game more.
Such changes are rare, and some in the sport say there's still a long way to go. Former professional golfer Insi Mehmet shone at a past ladies' European tour, but says there is still a culture in golf that is holding many back.
Golf does have an elitist umbrella, because not only do you have to pay for a membership, most often you have to pay for a joining fee as well, which sometimes can be more than your membership. So that instantly is a hurdle, unless you've got, I don't know, maybe, for example, £1,500 on the side.
At Leeds Golf Centre, one of the UK's leading golfing academies, they're yet to adopt the new gender-neutral tee system, but club captain Niamh Martin thinks it would be a hit.
As a woman golfer, we've been restricted to the red tees, and I think if it's based more on ability, we can get the opportunity to actually move further back, and if a woman's a stronger player than others, then they can actually play off, say, the white tees or other tees.
Most clubs are yet to abandon gender-labelled tees. But if they do, the next wave of women golfers will have more options, not just to compete in the same sport as men, but at exactly the same level too. Alan Lee, SBS News.